Hey, everybody, this is Dan Jarms, and this is the podcast One Simple Truth. On One Simple Truth, we're taking issues that are pressing on us today, and we're examining them under God's all-sufficient word. Today, we are going to be looking at a key issue about taking the COVID-19 vaccine. Should I take it or should I not? What are the moral, ethical implications in the development of the vaccine and in the use of the vaccine? First, let's grab a cup of coffee. I've got a bag here. I'm drinking a cup of Ethiopian Kelbasa. It's my favorite. Ethiopians are always my favorite. And it's from Looking Homeward Coffee in Seattle. I hope you have something that you're enjoying. If you are enjoying anything particular, snap a photo, send it to me with a question, a thought, something that that's been helpful to you. And we can always have these conversations. We could have real conversations over that cup of coffee. All right, let's dive in. Since the COVID-19 vaccine, two versions of it are currently being rolled out right now. There are some in development for approval. I would imagine that we might have three or four out and available by the end of January. Who knows when any of us at my age and lack of vulnerability will get to it, but nonetheless, we still have to be prepared with some key questions about all of this. So, what are the key ethical questions? I'm not going to necessarily talk about the medical information. That's going to be up to a doctor or somebody who's more equipped than me, but I can ask some key questions. First question is this, that I think needs to be addressed right out of the gate. Is it a lack of faith and trust in God to use medicine or to use a vaccine? I have heard people use this kind of phrasing often. God gave us immune systems. Why do we need vaccines? Why don't we just let our bodies develop antibodies to it? Well, as long as the vaccine, as long as the disease is not immediately going to kill somebody or soon kill somebody, I think that's very fair. We don't take vaccines for common colds typically. Because they're not that threatening or not that dangerous. But when something is really dangerous, that's really not a very helpful question. And it's the COVID-19 disease has been deadly for a lot, maybe bad for some, and not very bad for most. We all recognize that. That's well-known information. But because it is deadly for a number of people, then that question comes to mind. Is it a lack of faith? Why don't we just trust God? Here's the thing that I'd probably be helpful to think about from a biblical perspective. Medicine in the Bible is always considered good. Cures are always considered good. And you could find that, let's say, a verse like Proverbs 17:22, which is just talking about a joyful heart. A joyful heart is good medicine. And the whole idea of a medicine or a cure in the Bible was something good, is something to be sought after. And the word for medicine in the places where that direct word is used in the ESV translates a word, a noun form of healing. So it is a healing or a cure. Now, what's interesting about that root word that God is often referred to as a healer, and that same root is used to describe God himself. So here's how I would sum all of that up. God made us, mankind, to exercise dominion over the earth, and part of that exercising dominion or working with the earth to cultivate it is to develop the resources, the world around us in such a way that it brings flourishing, that it brings help to the rest of the world. And that's a way to glorify God. So medicine, the study of medicine and scientific study with medicine is all part of mankind exercising dominion. And post-falls, post-sin, God himself is called a healer. And so in a sense, every doctor who is seeking to honor the Lord, and every doctor who is seeking to do best for his patients, in some sense, is imaging God. God is a healer, and so people created after his image would want to seek the healing. And that's twofold. One is it helps our lives flourish, and it helps us serve God effectively. He has made us, and for the followers of Jesus especially, he has created good works for us to walk in, and Ephesians 3:10 says, so we would want to serve him in as healthy way as we can. And so, therefore, we would want to take medicine if it helps us flourish in the work that God has given us, and we would want to seek to help other people do the same. Another follow-on of this is suffering. So, very often, the medicine or healings or cures that are talked about in the Bible are to alleviate suffering. And God is a God of mercy and compassion, and one of the things that we see Jesus do over and over and over again is bring healing to people. In fact, in the Christian worldview, in the biblical worldview, the idea of bringing relief to sufferers is so overwhelming that you'll find throughout the ages, some of the pioneers in medicine are from Christians, are Christians. And so mission hospitals overseas have been part of the missionary endeavor. So to alleviate suffering and to bring hope to people has always been an avenue to image God and his love and his mercy, even on sinners. So is it a lack of faith to pursue medicine? No, it's not a lack of faith. As a matter of fact, it is just carrying out the creation mandate in a fallen world to help alleviate suffering and bring cures. Now, that comes to a second question, which is more specific about the development of any kind of medical treatment, especially now the COVID-19 vaccines. There's a variety of them going out. And here's a key question. So assuming that it is good to utilize medicine, and I would say it is in the Bible, it's good to utilize medicine. Now, was the medicine developed ethically? And there's a handful of questions to be asked about ethical development. So is something being harmed in order to bring the development of this vaccine? Is a person being harmed? So the biggest concern and question most people would have about this is were aborted fetuses used? Was there something about that? Because in many developments of vaccines, the cell source, the material source of developing these vaccines, some of them do go back to aborted cell tissue or cell tissue from aborted fetuses. So it's a fair question to ask. And you would want to ask about these and you would want to find a Christian doctor who is aware of this. Remember, there is all kinds of propaganda against vaccines and the propaganda for vaccines, and I would use propaganda in a negative way. So you have to find somebody who doesn't have a specific power agenda about this issue, and they're out there. So I heard a guy from the Institute of Creation Research who walked through it, and he gave a very helpful deliberation on it. And if that person was right, the two front runner vaccines were not developed in a way that utilized fetal tissue. Other questions that you ask anytime you take a medicine or a vaccine is in the ethics sense was, in the way it was developed, was it honest? And that dishonesty can come from not telling the people being experimented on the truth. They can be abused. So that's been a problem in historical research in the past. People unaware have been subject to bad treatment or sicknesses as part of the development of a cure. And then the other side of that is the study itself upholding integrity. So there are a variety of controls that good scientists put in place. So have those been done? So was the vaccine developed ethically? Now, that may not be the case for vaccine number 3, number 4, number 5 coming out, and so each one needs to be explored that way. And find a Christian doctor who's aware of how things are developed and ask them to interpret the data for you on it. The third question that comes with it would be, again, pretty obvious, and that is, what are its side effects? Now, this is where I'm going to go. I'm going to look at what kinds of things are happening. We should all be well aware that the FDA has approved the two vaccines so far on emergency basis. That means there are side effects that are that have not been discovered because they haven't been tested yet. So an emergency vaccine or an emergency approval means that the danger is so high that the government is willing to take the risk of smaller smaller reactions or other reactions because they believe that the benefit is going to outweigh the problems. But I think it'd be pretty wise if you have any kind of series of medical problems with vaccines or various medicines to make sure you're talking to your doctor. Make sure you have consulted with your doctor about your particular body and medical issues to see if it's okay for you to take that vaccine. I've already heard a number of allergic reactions to the vaccine. Talking to friends of ours at our church who have a child that just because of the nature of his health issues doesn't take any vaccine. That doctor is saying your child has so many allergic reactions that we're not going to introduce any vaccine at this point. So we're already hearing of people who have allergic reactions to vaccines. That doesn't mean the vaccine is awful. It just has to do with the multiple factors in a vaccine. A vaccine does not merely contain the agent or the medicine to combat a particular virus. It has a number of other compounds in it that wake up the immune system. Again, this is out of my pay grade to talk about this, but I would be aware and I would be watching for the side effects. So are there chemicals used in it that are harmful? Are there side effects you should be aware of? But let's walk through those. Is it faith? Is it a lack of faith to take a vaccine? No, it's not a lack of faith. In fact, it could demonstrate faith in the very creation mandate or the dominion mandate God has given us. And then second, were there ethical issues in the development of the vaccine? And if that is no, there were no ethical issues, then it's positive to take it. And then the third, are there side effects? Now, let's ask the fourth question. Then, should I take the vaccine or not? And the key question has to do with how dangerous the disease is and how dangerous is it to people who you would circulate with. So another way to describe this, as I heard one Christian doctor describe it, is that by me taking the vaccine and minimizing the sickness that I can get. Remember, a vaccine doesn't stop you from getting the sickness. The vaccine simply helps the immune system act quickly so that it can overcome the disease. So that's what you would want to find out. Will it help me do that? And then what immunologists and epidemiologists know is that the quicker bodies react against a disease, then the shorter time span that a person has in being contagious. So a vaccine doesn't stop you from getting the disease. The vaccine helps your body in fighting the disease. So there is a great deal of research to be done on how fast that turnaround is from being exposed to the disease and your body fighting it enough so that you're no longer contagious. That's the big million-dollar question, as everybody from all sources and all sides are talking about this. But that being the case, since we would have a desire to be able to personally interact with people, and believers have a very strong desire to personally interact because we have all kinds of good and great commands to love our neighbor, interact with our neighbor, personally show up, be able to show affection and care. And so there is a great impulse in the believer to do what he can to make sure that other people are, I can love who I want. I'll use the very simple example. If I have an elderly mother and I want to be able to spend time with her, if I get the vaccine, get exposed to the disease, get through it quickly, and I'm no longer contagious, then I have a far less risk of infecting her. So as a way to be able to love my mom, I'm pretty interested in getting the vaccine so that I don't pass it on to her, and she doesn't pass it on to her friends who are elderly also. That's the motivation of loving your neighbor. And so out of the motivation of loving your neighbor, If the other issues are checked and pass, then this is a fair impulse. Now, because of that, I don't want to put anybody's conscience at stake if they are not as convinced as, let's say, I am or a friend is about taking the vaccine. That's a different matter. But if I'm convinced that it is okay to take it and it is good for me to take it, I would like to have a minimal interruption to my ministry, so I would like to take the vaccine. I would like to have the maximum impact in my ministry for Christ, so I might like to take the vaccine, and I don't want to pass on a vaccine or harm another. So those would be the ethical considerations if those first three are answered. The final thing I want to say is this, and this is to help us as brothers and sisters in Christ. Let's ask this question: is the vaccine politicized? Well, yes, it is. But that's not all bad. Remember, real politics or good politics, biblical kind of politics, is really all about achieving justice and flourishing. So if we were to take politics at a biblical level, politics is trying to ensure justice. It is trying to ensure flourishing for mankind. So being political isn't necessarily bad, because different political perspectives have different agendas, and those agendas, as I've said many, many times in the past, kind of blind us. My agenda blinds me to certain facts and details, so the fact that it's political can actually be very good. It forces transparency, and it forces good investigation. So the fact that CNN really, really wants the vaccine, and Fox News immediately questions it because CNN is liberal and Fox News is conservative, you know what? That's not all that bad of a thing. Now, what has to be careful is how you actually make your evaluations. And I was watching a clip from a CNN anchor who had no facts, but decried the use of the vaccine because his quote, "It seems too slick." You know, this seems, it seems false because it is false. It's just too slick. That's actually not reason. That's just, you know what, CNN's for it. Since we're from Fox News, we have to be against it. We have to represent a different line. I'm comfortable with the general fight between the conservative and the liberal on it, because it allows a full spectrum of investigation and reporting. Now, I don't want to get in the middle of those political questions, but I would say yes, it's being politicized. So my caution, as always, is in this: beware of your own personal political bias, and make sure you're cross-checking it with people who are from another political spectrum. Or better yet, try to find people who don't have a political bias and are simply looking at the data. That's going to be hard to do, but it is possible. So take both sides, weigh them against each other, and then you can make your decision. In the end, it's going to be an issue of conscience for you. Should I take the vaccine or should I not? It may be that you are not satisfied by the moral or ethical way it was developed. You may not be satisfied with its side effects or its efficacy, and you may take a pass. You may even say, I want to wait until I see more people get it and find out what the testing is. That's a part of your conscience, because you have a responsibility to serve the Lord at the highest possible capacity and in as healthy a way as you can. You have an obligation to do that, and you're in a wait and see mode. All of those are fine. Likewise, you may say, oh, I'm going to take it quickly. I'm just going to tip my hat. I'm going to make sure that it was developed ethically. I'm going to make sure that the side effects are minimal, and I'm going to take that thing because I have people that I want to be able to love in an unhindered way, and if this will do that, so be it. I may be wrong in the future, but the motivation is I want to love as many people as possible, and so if the vaccine will help me do that, I want to do that. That is one simple truth for today. If you have questions about that, please fire them away. I'd love to hear from you at info@fbchurch.org. That's one simple truth. We're going to come back after the new year, and we're going to hit a huge topic on the new sex ed legislation that has hit the public schools. And there are a whole bunch of issues to talk about that the Christians need to be aware of. And it's generally a cultural survey that we need to look at so that we can bring the gospel to bear on the key issues that go with that. That's One Simple Truth, and we'll see you in the new year.